Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Travis Lee Kern, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Of a long, hard day. I could tell by her eyes of glass she'd been crying a while. I held her close, she was far away. She said the cold's low. Yeah, the cold's low. And even though we're solid as a mountain rock, soon it'll be dark by 6 o'clock. For the sake of hope, I lied through a darkened face. Maybe I'm good at the store for another ton. But Kathy knew of all the notes we couldn't pay, and she heard the rumors bullet mine was done. They say the coal's low. Yeah, the coal's low. And even though we're solid as a mountain rock, soon it'll be dark by 6 o'clock. I wish I could dig me and Kathy out of this hole. But now it's so dark, I can't see the light. I used to want to be a teacher, and you never know. But now I'm tired, I think the fire's died. Yeah, my coal's low. Yeah, my coal's low. And even though we're solid as a mountain rock, soon it'll be dark by 6 o'clock. Oh, soon it'll be dark by 6 o'clock. Yeah, the coal's low.
In between Wise County, Virginia, and Letcher County, Kentucky, yeah, there's a state line there. It's really hard to tell which side of it you're on.
That's right.
You know, the people, the culture is all also similar. One of the songs off your record, I think it's Empty Roanoke Coltrane, you pay tribute to what I think is one of the prettiest stretches of highway in the country, that little strip of U.S. 58 that runs through the Virginia Panhandle. Just a gorgeous stretch of road.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy that you've driven that because I feel the same way about it. It is absolutely, it lifts me up every time I drive it. When I come through the tunnel at Middlesboro and then I take the little Cloverleaf and head in on 58, it's beautiful. You see all the farmland, you see the mountains there. Man, it's just, it's home.
I've been compared to a white-tailed deer, big and smelly with a hairy belly, and up and run if trouble gets too near. And I'm about as tidy as a red oak tree. I just stand around and throw stuff on the ground and let other people pick it up whenever they please. But we go together like two peas in a pod, two little kernels on a big corn cob. Her love ain't glamorous, rich and scandalous like on TV. It's wild and free. Well, you cuddle like a sweet black bear, snoring jaws and scratchy claws, and you thrash and crash around everywhere. Your kiss is like a mossy mountain creek. The rocks are slimy, it's wet and grimy, but it never stopped this old buck from wanting a drink. like two peas in a pod, two little kernels on a big corn cob. Hey, love ain't glamorous, rich and scandalous like on TV. It's wild and free. Wild like a big old bird, freer than the song it sings. And that's what keeps me loving you like a bunny in the spring. Two little kernels on a big corn cob. Hey, love ain't glamorous, rich and scandalous like on TV. It's wild and free. It's wild and it's free.
You're accompanied by Daniel Lay this evening. Daniel, it's good to have you with us as well.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
How did you meet Travis and come to start playing music with him?
I guess it was my senior year. I had a free block, and he had, I think, planning the same time, so I was his teacher's aide.
I can just imagine what this might have been like, but please.
I did grade papers sometimes because my principal... Former principal's here, so.
Yes, he did, right?
I did what I was supposed to. Just ended up talking a lot about music, and I was in a band at the time, and he played the complete opposite genre, which was so interesting to me. So it was enlightening and just very nice to get to know Travis at the same time.
Yeah, I have a great respect for any man that can kind of keep a Telecaster neck in submission. So how long have you been playing? How'd you get started?
Over 10 years, I guess. Okay. I don't know the exact time. Oh yeah, 11. I think I was 14 when I started, 25 now. And my dad taught me. He's a singer-songwriter himself, so. He taught me how to play, and I just went from there.
Excellent. Do you play any other instruments beside guitar?
I dabble on piano and keep tempo on drums. That's about it. Mostly guitar.
Daniel, we're so glad to have you with us this evening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the work that you put into making a great album, The Coals Low.
Travis says I did so much, but he had it all done before I got there. I just added guitar and was like, there should be drums in this too. That's about the extent that I did. So it was about done when I got there.
It takes that extra set of ears sometimes. It really does.
I remember my great uncle John telling me this story about an ancestor of mine who had two sons that were killed picking up coal that had fallen from coal trains going by. So they were walking the tracks and picking up coal, and two of them tragically, independently, one and then another one passed away. That story always stuck with me.
Earlier that year, and the old pot belly had no fuel to burn. He was taught some John, the eldest of his two, a lesson from his father he learned. Some head up to the tracks with a bucket in your hand. Go after school, but do not take a friend. Fill your bucket full, boy, with the biggest coal you see that's falling from the cars and yelling. Bucket heaping fool, his brother Charlie set the stove aglow. So began a duty he completed twice a week, through the rain and the heaviest of snow. In the early spring, before the final frost, it was late and John hadn't made it back. Nina set out for him to help him with his load, and found his body mangled at the tracks. Well, Nina's held his son, and he grabbed his bucket too, and walking home he hung his head and cried. Chilly nights didn't seem to wane. saw an open oak, a messenger had come up to the mill. They say a train hit your boy walking on the tracks at the bend of Chimney Rock on Chandler Hill. They laid down sweet Charlie beside his brother John. No grass had even grown upon the grave. He had to do. He trudged up to the tracks through the pain. He found that rusty bucket and he filled it full of coal. Then traveled home to feed the stove again.
Thank you.
Travis, you and I met. I remember meeting you at a Songwriters in the Round. You played that night what has become my favorite Travis Lee Kern song, Community College. You played it in the first set this evening. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me there was a community college down close to where you grew up. Had a lot to do with music.
Oh, absolutely. Mountain Empire Community College is in Big Stone Gap. In regards to music, it's this interesting entity in that it has a music program. It's a two-year community college, but it has a music program, and they teach mountain music there. So you can take a fiddle class, you can take a mandolin class, guitar, string band, banjo, did I mention? I'm not sure. And the way it works is that they have a library of instruments. So if you take a fiddle class like I did once, you go and you check out a fiddle in August and you bring it back in December, you know. It's a wonderful thing because that, you know, that's the culture of the mountains. That's the music of that area. And it's a beautiful thing that that institution decided that it's important, the arts, the culture of the area, to teach it there and to give it relevance in that way. And then they also have a mountain music school in the summertime, which I taught in. I taught beginning guitar. And that was an intensive week where people would come of all ages. In my beginning guitar class, I had as young as, I think, 9, and I had a man in his 80s in the same class. It was wonderful. You would come and you would learn chords, basic chords, we're learning them, and we're learning the same songs as the mandolin class down the hall, and as the banjo class down the hall, and the lap dulcimer, and fiddle, and everything. And at the end of the week, you get on stage at the Goodloe Center at Mountain Empire, and everybody's jamming together. It's magical. You know, you start out not being able to play at the beginning of the week, and there you're jamming with people. I mentioned Ron Short earlier. He has a song called "The Garden Is Growing Even Now." And who's going to tend this garden, you know, when people that are the master musicians now pass on? Well, you know what? There's a generation coming up that's learning it, and they're as vibrant as ever. So that's really part of it right there.
Angel, don't close your eyes. It makes the morning come. Sunrise brings goodbye. Do we meet again, my love? Sleep is calling, eyelids are falling. Now it won't be long. Soon you'll be driving, sorrow arriving. I'll be left with a song. So let me cling to you like blades of morning dew. It makes new, but the dew fades fast. Trust tomorrow will bring a rest again. Make this moment last. Angel, don't close your eyes. It makes the morning come. Sunrise brings goodbye. Do we meet again, my love? Constellations glow. Name one tonight, a love letter inside. It'll stay when you go. Through gray days and green, you'll be my Celine. Heaven knows how long that'll take. Instead of dreaming of happiness to come, I'd rather lay awake. Angel, don't close your eyes. It makes the morning come. Sunrise brings goodbye. Till we meet again, my love. Angel, don't close your eyes. It makes the morning come. Sunrise brings goodbye. Till we meet again, my love. Till we meet again, my love.
Thank you.
We talked earlier in the first segment about how family has influenced your music. It's really obvious that faith is a strong part of your life and your music as well. You've talked a lot about how you've sensed God's timing in your life. There's times that I think, you know, I hear people talking about, well, I left that behind. Sometimes I think maybe we should focus a little more on not so much leaving something behind, but how we carry things with us, how all of our life experiences, you know, shape who we are. If I'm not careful, I'll get to preaching here. So, but how those things shape who we are and how we carry them with us. You spent some time in Nashville.
Yeah.
Doing the songwriting thing there.
Yeah. And you know what? You could look at it and say it's a big failure, right? I mean, like, I didn't have any cuts, as they call it down there. I didn't get a publishing deal. I didn't get that stuff, you know, that people strive for that would have made that life sustainable. But I tell you, it needed to happen. It helped ground me. It helped me realize what was important to me. You know, it was then that I moved back home. I started teaching the Mountain Music School. It improved my songwriting. I learned so much while I was in Nashville, and I apply it every time I write. I was freed from the pressure to what would somebody want to hear, to more like, let me tell it like it is. Really, that's the best writing anyway in Nashville or anywhere else. But I guess I didn't get it, you know, until I moved back. And I guess it was a failure, but man, it made me who I am. And I'm really grateful for that, because I don't think I'd be with my wife. I don't think I'd have the family I have. I don't think I'd be standing right here today if I was still loading boxes in freight containers.
One more time.
like to thank Travis Lee Kern for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help in our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, and Barry Albritton. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and present them to the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more song from Travis Lee Kern?
I wanna ride out, ride down, shift and put the hammer down, free land the 4th of July. Living in the city has got me feeling dizzy, I'm itching for the county line. Oh well, I got a rusty boat and I think it'll float, so if you wanna come away with me, we'll let the little river take us where you can't see a road for the trees. You get the chicken, I'll get the jigs in. Maybe we'll cast a line. But if it turns a night without even a bite, well, baby, that'll be just fine. We'll let the lightning bugs be the lights of love as we drift in the cool, cool breeze. And let the little river take us where you can't see or over the trees. Daniel A., here we go. Anticipating a weekend we can get away. 50-hour weeks have got me feeling beat, leaving me no time to play. Well, now the weather's looking bright and the timing is right, so baby, won't you come away with me? We'll let the little river take us where you can't see or over the trees. You pack the chicken, I'll get the jigs in. Maybe we'll cast a line. Turns a night without even a vibe. Well, baby, that'll be just fine. We'll let the lightning bugs be the lights of love as we drift in the cool, cool breeze. And let the little river take us where you can't see or over the trees. One more time.
Travis Lee Kern and Daniel Lay, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for them.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Travis and Daniel for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.